podcast that I think different. What's up, y'all? Today I'm going to be talking about depending on yourself until others depend on you. Because it always seemed like a motherfucker always talking about, if you need help, just ask. If you need help, just ask. And even if you're stubborn and they can see that you're stubborn, if you need help, just ask. And as soon as you ask for help, they caught holding receipts, they got an attitude, or what can you do with it, and they got some shit to talk about you, right? So sometimes you have to learn how to depend on yourself until others start to depend on you. You know what I mean? So a lot of times it's when you're doing things yourself, and I've been in situations where like I had nothing, trying to figure it out, what am I going to do? And this is all I had. So I went, took one route, and they see me doing it myself. Now they so used to me asking for help, and when I don't ask, it's like, oh, he's doing it for himself. But then when you go and excel, when you leave, it's, oh man, what happened? This, that, and the third, nothing. I went to go excel and do better for myself, something that y'all didn't want to do. And it's like when you, like, I remember one time my ex, my one of my cousins do marriage, but I asked them for a favor. Because they asked me, oh, why don't you just ask? So one day, it was a minute ago, I asked her a favor. And she always do it. So when I called her ex, I said, all right, listen, you ready? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, to get the favor together, it was something small, probably like washing clothes at a crib or something. She said, yeah, yeah, I'm with it. And when it came time to go do it, she flaked on me. Oh, I'm not in the mood. I don't feel like being bothered. And she always do that. So it's like, why every time I ask for something, all of a sudden, you're not in the mood? It's cool. You're not in the mood. You don't feel like being bothered. That's cool. Everybody's allowed to feel like that. But every time I needed something, she always switched it up, didn't have it, tried to, like, find a way where I couldn't make it. Like, just on some nut shit. Like, try to, like, you know what I mean? So I looked at it, I said, oh, okay. So I'm waiting on mail and all that. I don't get no mail. She telling me I ain't getting no mail and all this, but I'm getting mail. Ain't nobody saying nothing. And I'm like, oh, all right, this is how she want to play it. Cool. So now I play it to my advantage. So when she need me, I don't answer the phone. Oh, yeah, I got you. I got you. When she call me, I don't answer the phone. Like, two can play this game. I know it's childish, but we need people to get a taste of their own medicine. It's like, yo, depend on yourself, because you don't need nobody holding no receipts, and there's nothing like having your own. When you don't have your own and you gotta go ask somebody for something, it's the worst in the world, because now you gotta depend on them. Then if they don't show up, you mad at them for not showing up. Like, no, I depend on to do it myself, even if I gotta take the harder route or whatever. You gotta be decisive. So a lot of times, like, you gotta know how to be independent until others know to be codependent upon your services. And that's all it's about. So anything you do, you're not doing nothing for favors no more. Everything's about a dollar. Like, I need something in return for my services. We bartering. It's not about, oh, you trying to get money out of me. No, you trying to get service out of me for free. So understand that. And it's one thing, like, I just, it's not what we want to do, it's what we need to do. Because I remember at one point, I ain't doing this, I'm not going back to that. It takes you, sometimes you go to places, you make choices of where you got to go back to certain things you said you wouldn't go to. So now you're running around, not like a chicken with his head cut off, but you're running around looking for ways to make money, ways to get it together. People always have something to say, but ain't nobody trying to help you out of it. So until somebody can help you out of it, shut the fuck up. Keep pushing and doing what you need to do. Don't let nobody tell you nothing. You're independent. Now, when you got enough to help yourself and you can convert over, now you can be interdependent with the right type of people. It's the type of people that you're interdependent with. I ain't find nobody that was good to be interdependent with. I done tried with different groups, different people, and they all try to utilize me for my knowledge, but they don't want to help or want to hustle with you. They just try to use you as a flunky and do this, that, and the third. It's like, come on, let's rock. Now everybody want to rock and move on their time. Like, no, I be the inspiration and I fall through with that. But that's it with me, man. But always be independent. Always be independent. Never depend on nobody else. And, you know, when you find people that are interdependent and on the same goal line and they're very, like, focused, that's what it's about. And that's another thing. We got to stop playing so much. Be a little more serious. All this playing and shit ain't cool. This crying and all that. No, take life seriously. I'm not one of those people that play all day about life. Like, I take life seriously. Ain't nothing really a joke. And I like to get shit done. So that's just the way I am. And if you like that, then you're going to learn to be independent, because my life is a little different. I know if you're an independent person, you ain't got nobody. Like, I watch it all the time, because a lot of the stuff that I've been through, I see it. Like, now I can see it from the outside looking in other people's situations, and I'm like, now I can give the proper type of advice. I can't give advice if I don't have nothing to give, right? If I ain't never experienced nothing better. But maybe it's me. I think different.